President Obama has announced a new effort to curb gun violence. And on the program yesterday, New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said he liked the proposals, but I asked what impact they would have, and he said minimal. So what's the president actually proposing? Let's listen.
Anybody in the business of selling firearms must get a license and conduct background checks or be subject to criminal prosecutions.
One thing Obama is doing is expanding background checks to include more guns bought or sold online. And gun control advocates say online sales have given buyers a major loophole. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
On any given day, there are tens of thousands of guns for sale online. No one knows exactly how many, but gun control advocates say this is the big way that guns change hands without background checks.
You have to go meet them like you would buy a dresser on Craigslist and exchange the money.
I mean, it's basically Craigslist for guns.
It is Craigslist for guns.
Lene Erickson-Hitalski is with Third Way, a Washington, D.C. think tank. The group studied the online gun market armslist.com during the summer of 2013. Hitalski says there are some licensed gun dealers on the site who are required to perform background checks for any guns they sell. But Hitalski says those commercial dealers are far outnumbered by private sellers. And in most states, those sellers are not obligated to run background checks.
There are people who are selling 20 guns at one particular moment in a state, or people who are selling 5 guns and then the next day would list more. There were a lot of folks who were clearly using this as a source of income and a way to connect frequently with people they wanted to sell guns to.
The president says he wants to close that loophole by clarifying the existing federal law about who exactly is in the business of selling firearms.
It doesn't matter whether you're doing it over the internet or at a gun show. It's not where you do it, but what you do.
The president's order may have limited impact in states that already require background checks for nearly all gun sales. That's the case in New York. But Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance says the White House's actions could help curb the flow of illegal guns into states like his.
In New York State, for example, they are not going to have direct impact in any big sense, but the lax gun control and background checks from other states enables people to buy guns and then bring them to New York. 9 out of 10 guns that are involved in crimes of violence in New York come from out of state.
Still, gun rights advocates question whether expanded background checks would stop criminals from getting guns. Kim Stolfer is president of the group Firearms Owners Against Crime in Western Pennsylvania. He says the president's order is more likely to hurt law-abiding gun owners.
The average person that commits an unintentional violation who decides to buy a gun or to sell a firearm, and somebody says to him, oh yeah, man, you can sell it online. He goes over and he does it, and it's a sting operation.
In a statement, the co-founder of armslist.com called the president's action, quote, well-meaning but ultimately ineffective, unquote. But at least one of the site's users, 26-year-old Kyle Eklund of Ohio, says he's okay with more background checks.
I think it's crazy that a criminal can reply to an ad on ArmsList and say, hey, I'm interested in your gun, and they can walk away with a gun.
Eklund says ArmsList is great. He's bought and sold several guns on the site, always legally, to another Ohio resident face-to-face, but without a background check.
I think that there should be a background check on every firearm transfer, and I'm willing to compromise, you know, with people who want more gun control. I'm willing to compromise with them and say, okay, I agree that we should have that.
The question is whether Washington is willing to make the same compromise. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.